Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. This is Helena Hart. Welcome to the Master Your Magnetism podcast, where I bring on top experts to help you shift your vibe and radiate self-love so you'll create the life and relationship you've always wanted. Today, I'm talking with Dr. Diana Kirshner, a PBS love expert and psychologist who's appeared on Oprah and stars in an Amazon Prime show, Love in 90 Days, which is based on her best-selling book, Love in 90 Days. I'm so excited to be talking about this topic with you. Welcome, and thank you for joining me.
Oh, I'm so excited too. It's just my favorite topic is where to find a great guy.
Yes, I know I get asked about that all the time. So let's start there. We'll just jump right in. One of the top questions I get from the women in my community is, where are all the high quality men? I'd love to hear your thoughts on that.
Okay, so number one, you know, now you can go to these, what I call mentastic activities. What are mentastic activities? This is meeting people IRL in real life, right? And you go to activities that are high end, that have a lot of men in them that you're actually really interested in. So for example, wine tasting, cigar tasting, advanced kind of sports training. Let's say you're into running, maybe triathlon training, investments, real estate development. Whatever you're interested in, naturally and in a real way, you could look around and see what's happening, what events, what courses, you know, what meetups are happening that are focused on this, right? That have a lot of men in them, that actually have a lot of men. And this works really, really, really well. I mean, one of the women in our program recently went to a wine tasting event and she met two great men. One was super wealthy. I mean, not necessary for most people, but he was super wealthy. She had a great time dating him. He took her all over the world, really, in different trips and places and things that they really, you know, that she had on her bucket list, and was wonderful. However, the other guy really won her heart. She met this other guy as well at the wine tasting. And she is having the best time with him because this is Irish guy who's totally crazy about her. And they've just totally hit it off. And in fact, they're moving in together this week as we speak.
I love it. I know I hear from a lot of women who don't want an online date and they're always looking for places to meet high quality men. So I love that really practical advice you gave right off the bat here. By the way, I know you're offering a totally free brand new course. I'm going to include that as the first link in the description or episode details. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end, but I just wanted to mention that. And I know we also wanted to talk about some unconscious mistakes that actually sabotage any chance of finding and keeping lasting love. I know you have three of these mistakes that you wanted to share. Would this be a good time to jump into those?
Sure, sure. Because, you know, we're all doing things unconsciously that where we shoot ourselves in the foot, you know, really all of us. And yeah. So it's really, really important to examine whether or not you're playing out these things and really ruining any chance you have of getting lasting, passionate love. Number one, which is quite common, is crumbs. You're settling for crumbs. He's not really there for you. He doesn't see you consistently, right? But you think it's the best you could ever do. There's a secret belief like, oh, I'll just hold on to him. You know, maybe he'll change. Maybe he'll wake up and realize how great I am. Well, Well, that pattern is just guaranteed to just ruin your whole love life. And you know it well, right, Helena?
Absolutely. I was just going to say, we've all been there. My community is just filled with these amazing, empathic women with huge hearts that tend to give a guy way too much benefit of the doubt, especially when they have strong feelings for him. So I always love to talk about this, not settling for crumbs or anything that doesn't feel good to you. I think that's so important. Yeah. Is there anything else you want to say on that one, or you want to move into the second mistake?
Well, it's just that, you know, you decide that you're going to give yourself a feast. You have to decide, you know, I'm giving myself the full meal, no crumbs for me. And anytime you see that somebody's not coming through for you, you either ask them for what you need, right? Or mm-hmm. you just basically move away from them and move on to the next guy if you've already done that and they don't come through for you, right? You got to move
Absolutely.
On.
Absolutely. Yeah. The worst thing you can do is just wait around endlessly hoping that this guy is going to snap to and start seeing you as relationship material or putting in more effort. I really love that straightforward approach. Either ask for what you want or walk away if he's clearly not willing or able to give that to you. So I love that we're starting there. What's the second thing people do that sabotage their success in their love lives?
Well, this is the I'll make you love me pattern. You know, mm-hmm. I'll make you love me. And believe me, I did that one a lot when I was dating, which is, you know, you meet some guy, you're crazy about him. He's so attractive. He's so hot. He's amazing. And he seems a little interested, but kind of lukewarm about you. But the idea is, you know, I'll make him love me. I'll make you love me. You know, I'm going to get him tickets to the playoffs. I'm going to, you know, help him with his business, help him with his book. Right. I've seen it all. Right. The reality is, of course, you can't make anybody love you. You cannot make anybody love you. They either love you or they don't love you. And if somebody's not showing, you know, what I call crazy about you, they have to show crazy about you, that they're really crazy about you and they know how special, amazing, and wonderful and unique you are. They're not in the ballpark to be a great partner. You can't make anybody love you. I will repeat, you cannot make anybody love you.
It's just so true. I call that going into convincing mode, especially if women aren't attracted to that many men. And then one guy comes along, yeah. She finally feels attraction or chemistry with someone. What do? We tend to put that guy on a pedestal.
Yes.
At that point,
yes.
We can't really help it, right? We try to prove ourselves to him, win his love, earn his attention or affection or maybe commitment. And it just never works, right?
Exactly. That's exactly right. Yeah. So you really have to control yourself if that's what's happening. And it is like an addiction.
It really is. Yes. You know? Oh my gosh. Yeah. It's so true. Yeah. I am loving this information. I just think it's so important for every woman in the world to know this material and understand it deep down. So what is the third thing that sabotages your chances of finding and keeping a great partner?
Well, there is also the hermit pattern, you know, where you're hiding out, you're not really being yourself, you're not real, you're not fun, you know, in your dates, you're not really being that amazing, you know, what I call your diamond self, you're just not being real. And sometimes you're just not getting out there enough, you're not really working your dating program. You know, you're on a site or two or an app or two, but you don't really work it. And you have these complaints, right? Which are your default complaints. There are no good men out there, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
Dating sucks. Yeah.
Yes.
I can't stand dating. It's just total recipe for disappointment and rejection, right? So once those beliefs get hold of you, and by the way, guys, they're not true. I'm telling you now, they're mm-hmm. not true. We've had, between the two of us, I'm sure you've had so many people, and I've had, you know, we've had helped tens of thousands of women, and I know they're not true. They're mm-hmm. not true. But if you let those patterns, those thoughts, those defeating ceiling barrier thoughts where you're just stopped from really getting out there and enjoying the feast that's available. There's actually a feast of dating possibilities that's really there, but you have to know how to work it, you know.
I've just seen that play out over and over and over. I've never really seen any exception to that. The clients I've had or the women in my community who have really quickly met an amazing high quality partner all have this similar energy going on. They yeah. believe that there are good men out there. They look for what they're wanting to see and they start attracting that. They believe that high quality partners exist and that's exactly the kind of men they go on dates with. Versus the people, just like you said, who say there are no good men out there, all the good men are taken, online dating sucks, or dating in general sucks. And I get it, right? Those beliefs have probably been reinforced over and over by past experiences. So what would you say to someone who's had a really difficult time in their love life and they want to start turning those beliefs around? I'm sure your free course will help them a lot with that. But is there anything you want to say here quickly about that?
Yes, it's very important to stop hanging out or talking with girlfriends who reinforce your negative beliefs. It's what I've seen a lot is that people are often surrounded by frenemies. I call them frenemies because they're busy kind of reinforcing your own pessimism, your own defeatism. They're He's like, oh, you're right. There are no good men out there. Oh, yeah, it's dating. It's the worst. I can't stand it anymore. You know, it's so that's very important, you know, because whoever's around you is either going to lift you up or bring you down.
I completely agree. I see that a lot online too, in Facebook groups or just comments on YouTube videos. There are people that are just almost like attracting more opinions that will assist them in confirming
yes.
that negative or toxic belief that they have. So I yes. love that really practical advice. I know you also have three things that women can do to create more love in their lives that you wanted to share. Would this be a good time to dive into those?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Number one, you know, think about what you're up to creating. Create what do you want? You know, close your eyes and allow yourself to dream. Dream big and get an image of what it's going to be like to be with your ideal guy. Even if you've done it before, do it again. You can't visit your future dream life enough. You want to visit your future dream life, you know, that you really want in your heart of hearts. And create a love intention, right? Which is what you're up to here in this dating experience. Think something like, I meet a man who is just right for me and we live a life of joy, fulfillment, and service to the world. Or I have an amazing, fulfilling love relationship with a guy who meets the calling of my heart. Or I meet and marry my true soulmate and we have a totally fulfilling family life blessed with healthy, adorable children, just like Helena.
Yes, I love it. I'm thinking back to when I was single, I remember doing something similar, and something I wanted was a man who was intentional, a man who was absolutely sure that he wanted to be with me. And I was absolutely sure I wanted to be with him. It just felt like total clarity, no confusion,
yes!
no wishy-washy behavior. Yes! And that's exactly what I attracted. And it just feels so amazing. So I love that. Get those feelings down inside your body first, in order to start attracting that. I love those really practical affirmations you gave too.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to say on this one? Or are we ready for number two?
Well, just allow yourself to dream big. Just even though you don't believe it, you know, write down your love intention and just post it where you can see it every day. Just put your attention on it for a few minutes. That's it. You don't have to force it or repeat it or anything. If you put your full attention on it for just a few minutes, it will manifest. It will actually manifest. My dream life also. And there's no way I should be doing that because my upbringing was the worst. I mean, you know, very chaotic, alcoholic family system, you know. It's a miracle that I'm able to be here, you know, and being madly in love with my husband for decades and, you know, doing this wonderful work and having my children is just a miracle. And if I can do it, anybody can do it. I'll tell you.
Oh, I love hearing that so much. I completely relate to that on every level. We could probably do a whole nother episode just on that.
I know. Right?
So I always say, if I can do this, anyone can. And I love this first secret you're sharing here. Just the energy of what if is coming to me. What if it's possible that everything's just going to work out? I remember thinking that myself. Like, what if it's all just going to happen and going to happen quickly and easily? And that's exactly how it unfolded, right?
So I'm laughing.
Yes, I love it.
The what if. Yes, you guys, we challenge you to the what if. We challenge you.
Absolutely. Yeah. So what's the second thing that people can do to create more love in their lives?
Okay. So the second thing is actually smile and say hi to any guy you meet in your daily life. If you're at the grocery store, you're, you know, you are at the gym. Gyms are loaded with the, you know, healthy guys working out. You know, if you're, you can go to a bookstore, you know, and you see somebody in a section that's interesting to you as well, you know, philosophy, whatever it is, but smile and say hello, you know. Meeting people in IRL in real life is underrated now, but it works great. We had a woman in our program. She, you know, she was biking along the ocean. Her bike broke down. She looked up, smiled at this guy, asked him for help, and they're now married.
Wow.
So do that. I mean, just smile. And it's great, you know, just being warm and friendly. And obviously, you can quickly kind of cut it off if somebody starts, you know, if a guy seems to be overly interested that you're not interested in, you can say, look, you know, I'm sorry, I'm just, you know, really not available for that. But smile and say hello, because you never know who's around you. You never know who's around you.
And, it's so true.
I
had a client years and years ago, after our very first session together, I had her do this. She went out right after our call, went Christmas shopping. It was around the holidays, did that very thing, met a great guy. They've been married for years and years now. He's such a high quality partner. Every year she emails me on the anniversary of our first coaching session together, because she remembers she met him on that same day. So it's amazing how quickly this can happen once you open up your energy like that, right? I love it.
Yes, yes.
So yeah, this is so much fun. I just love your energy, by the way. I hope you want to do so many more episodes like this. This is just so great for everyone to know. So what's the last thing that women can do to create more love in their lives?
Well, the last thing they can do today, which will really be powerful, is to sign up for my Find Mr. Right Today course. We have an amazing free course, and the link will be in the show notes. So many women have taken this course. They have found it super helpful in terms of meeting great guys and, you know, dating even more than one great guy, which is fantastic. You know, I'm a big advocate of that. So just get yourself signed up, you know, and you will change your life. You will change your love life.
Amazing. And that's totally free, 100% free, right?
100% free. It's a 3-day love fest. We're going to have so much fun. I'm going to give you guys so many tips that, you know, I know work. They really, really work to find the right person. And everything starts with finding that right person that touches your soul, that just feeds your heart, you know, where you feel like you've come home. Everything starts with that. Where love is easy, it stops being hard, you know, it becomes easy with the right person. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. The number one word I would use to describe when you're with the right person, it's easy. It just feels like fun. It feels like ease. You feel like you can be more of yourself. It's just something I want everyone in the world to experience, if that's something they truly desire for themselves. So that'll be the first link in the description or episode details. Find Mr. Right today. And it's a limited time offer. I know it's starting very soon, right?
Yeah, starting November 16th. There'll be 3 days of fun. And I mean, it's really results oriented. Let me tell you, even though it's a gift workshop, it's really results oriented. And you guys will be amazed once you're involved in the process, how your life changes.
I love offering these free courses and programs to women in my community. And I know everything I've ever offered from you has just been so high value. So everyone, please go take advantage of that while it's still being offered for free for a limited time. This was amazing. Thank you so much. Is there any last words of wisdom you'd like to share before we close out today?
Yes. Don't quit before the miracle. Do not quit, because the miracle is coming. It's coming. Just the way you want it, and probably even better than the way you want it.
I love that so much. It's very possible things could turn out so much better than you could ever imagine. So thank you so much for sharing this today. Like I said, I'd love to bring you back on for more episodes. Maybe we could do a live broadcast sometime where we can take questions and callers from my audience. I love doing that. This was so much fun. Thanks again for coming on, and I hope we can do this again soon.
Well, thank you. You're the best. You are the best. Thanks so much.
Thank you so much. And thanks for everyone listening. Make sure you're following my podcast. I have new episodes coming out every week, so you don't want to miss those. And feel free to leave me a rating and write a review if my podcast episodes or videos have been helpful for you. That would help me out a lot. Thanks again, everyone. And I will see you next time.
If you're tired of struggling in your love life and you want a proven system to get into and maintain a relationship where you're consistently loved, valued, and cherished, go to forever1234.com. Again, that's forever1234.com.